BBC News. The Chinese government has said it will extend the Lunar New Year holiday until the 2nd of February to help control the new coronavirus outbreak. The holiday had been due to end on the 30th of January. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, is on his way to Beijing. The authorities in Hong Kong are refusing entry to residents of Hubei province, where the outbreak was first reported. People who visited the province in the last 2 weeks are also banned from entering the territory unless they're residents. Millions of people have joined protests across India against a citizenship law which critics say is anti-Muslim. The protests, which began last month, gathered fresh momentum as India celebrated its annual Republic Day. Israel is to allow its citizens to travel to Saudi Arabia for the first time in the latest sign of thawing relations between the two countries, but Saudi Arabia has not as yet made any reciprocal announcement. Adam Schiff, the Democrat congressman leading the impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump in the US Senate, has said he believes a remark about him by the president on Twitter was intended to be a threat. In a tweet on Sunday morning attacking Mr. Schiff, the president wrote, "He has not paid the price yet for what he has done to our country." The Dutch Prime Minister has apologised on behalf of the country's government for the failure to protect Jews from the Nazis during the Second World War. Mark Rutte was speaking a day before the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi German death camp at Auschwitz. Mexican officials say 7 people were killed by armed gunmen at a food stall in Guanajuato state. Among the victims were a 7-year-old boy and a woman. And that's a summary from BBC News.